The United Nations and the African Union announced a new push for peace talks in Sudan's Darfur region yesterday. Meanwhile, continuing attacks on defenseless villages are reported almost daily. Surveillance by the African Union Monitoring Force remains the only security presence on the ground in Darfur, where more than 250,000 people have perished in 3 years of fighting and more than 3 million other people have been driven from their homes. Advocacy coordinator for Christian Aid, Rocco Bloom, says the African Union Force as presently constituted is unable to provide effective security.
Currently, the violence that's taking place within Darfur, especially against civilians, the attacks on villages by the Janjaweed militia, the support that's being given by the Sudanese military, all these human rights violations are taking place on the ground, and sometimes in the view of the African Union forces, it's taking place in quite close proximity to where those forces are stationed. But often they do not intervene, or they cannot intervene. Currently, the African Union force, not only being so small, just doesn't have the resources. And practically, they have a very limited capacity in terms of their logistical support, their air support, their vehicle support. So they're not able to act even within their own mandate currently. The effective viable force that's been described by the UN and that's being lobbied for by so many different countries and organizations is not only one that would have the right mandate, but would have the ability to carry out that mandate as well.